But to return to my image of the wave, there are big waves and small waves and very small waves, but they are all composed of water. All the waves of the ocean are composed of water, just water, H2O, with or without salt. And in the same way, all the different sects and schools and traditions and forms of Buddhism are composed of, well, Buddhism, composed of the Dharma. They are all expressions under different conditions and circumstances of the Dharma. Some are comprehensive in scope, some are more limited, some are one-sided in one way or another, but all are manifestations of the Dharma, all a part of the great wave that we call Buddhism. All have the taste of liberation. And the FWBO, TBMSG, is part of that wave, or rather, is part of a part of that wave. It is part of a wave that is rising. Rising, that is, in the West and in India. As such, it has a lot in common with those waves, both the large and the small. It has teachings and practices in common. Among those teachings are those of the three marks of conditioned existence, the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, the 12 or the 24 Vidhanas, the six Paramitas, and many others. And among the practices that we have in common, meditation, ritual worship, chanting, pilgrimage, observance of precepts, study, and many others. And then, of course, there are symbols like the Buddha image, the stupa, the wheel of life, the mandala. All these things and many more we share with the rest of the Buddhist world. But the FWBO TBMSG also has its own distinctive features, its own distinctive emphases, and it's these which give it its particular individuality. An individuality which has developed as a result of our trying to practice the Dharma under the conditions of modern, industrialized, urbanized, secularized living. Conditions which are fast becoming worldwide. I sometimes summarize these emphases of the FWBO under six headings. I don't necessarily always give them in exactly the same order, but let me run through them briefly just to remind you of them. In the first place, the FWBO TBMSG is an ecumenical movement. Ecumenical is not really the best word in this connection, but there seems to be no other, at least not in English. The word signifies that in principle we accept the whole Buddhist tradition as it's developed over the centuries in the East. It means that we do not identify ourselves exclusively with any one Eastern sect or tradition. We learn from all, we appreciate all, and we are inspired by all. We study, as you know, Pali texts like the Sutta Nipata, the Dhammapada, and the Udana. We also study the great Mahayana sutras, as well as works like the Songs of Milarepa and the Life and Liberation of Papasambhava. At the same time, we study them critically. We do not accept necessarily as gospel everything, every word that they contain. We try to understand what they're getting at. We ask ourselves what they really mean, what they're trying to convey, what they're trying to communicate. And we try to apply that meaning to the extent that we are able to understand it to the living of our own lives as Buddhists. We have the same attitude towards the Buddhist tradition as a whole, that is to say, towards the Eastern Buddhist sects and schools. Our attitude is one of critical appreciation. We do not necessarily accept them on their own terms, and we certainly do not confuse the Dharma itself with the various national cultures in which the various Eastern Buddhist sects and schools happen to be embodied. Above all, perhaps, we try to see what those sects and schools have in common with each other and with ourselves. And this, in brief, is what I mean by what I call the ecumenical attitude of the FWPO-TBMSG. Secondly, we are a unified movement. We're a unified movement in a general sense and in a specific sense. In a general sense, membership of the FWPO-TBMSG is open to all. It's open to all regardless of nationality, race, colour, education, class or caste, cultural background, gender, sexual orientation, or age. I hope I've covered everything. Otherwise, someone is sure to find fault. All are accepted. All are welcomed. All have a place. All are seen and valued by themselves and by others, primarily as individuals. In a specific sense, we are a unified movement in that membership of the order, which is the heart of the movement, is open to both men and women on equal terms. We don't always realize how revolutionary this is within the context of traditional Eastern Buddhism. In traditional Eastern Buddhism, ordination, or its equivalent, is not open to women. This is true of the Theravada, it's true of Tibetan Buddhism, and it's true of Zen. Only in very recent times have some very small changes been made, in fact, made on the periphery, in this respect. In the case of our own order, it has been one of our basic principles, one of our fundamental emphases from the very beginning. And we should be proud of the fact. In fact, I sometimes think that it's ironic that we, the FWPO and the order in particular, should be criticized for our single-sex retreats and single-sex communities by people who do not give ordination to women on the same terms that they give it to men, perhaps don't even give it at all. Such criticism I find extremely ironic coming from such quarters.